Happy holidays. Always a good time to relate to conflict in my experience, right? There's the family drama that tends to kick up around this time of year. So, welcome to the Relationship Roots community. You guys are committed. I am digging this. It really has me inspired to show up for you, to deliver great content, and to continue to serve you so that you can continue to have the relationships you want, grow and deepen. So on this call, we're going to cover context, a little bit about the future. We're going to cover some agreements, and then I want to get to any questions you have. So I'd like to hear from everybody on this call. It could be a short question, a long one, doesn't matter. And I'd like to speak with you. So I think I finally got that figured out. So we'll just go back and forth by voice. And if you're not comfortable with that, you can certainly type it in. Okay, these are monthly calls. This is a bonus call because I just was fired up to serve you guys and offer this. And everybody that's listening right now is coming from the conflict relief course. So there's no one new in this community yet, but that will change soon. So it's exciting that we've already built a foundation and we're just going to build on that. And you all are the founding members of that foundation, the core anchors, if you will. And we're going to meet monthly, the third Friday of every month at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that means the next call is Friday, January 16th, which was going to be the first call, but this is the first call. And then after that, February 20th, March, whatever, April, and so on. So you'll want to bring your questions to the group calls. That's where you're going to get really affordable advice for your relationship life. And the group environment I love because someone usually has a question like yours or a variation of it, and it really serves them just hearing you ask the question because, you know, you feel less alone if you're hearing that, if you're hearing someone else's question, right? It builds connection. And then we can learn from each other, from our mistakes and our victories. All the calls, by the way, will be recorded and posted within 24 hours in the members area. Okay, the purpose of this community, the purpose of the Roots community, is to learn, practice, and apply relationship tools and skills to get the relationships you want while building genuine friendships and connections along the way. Fostering a true sense of an authentic community. You know, when I was first becoming a therapist, one of the most obvious glaring things I realized is people would come in with their private lives, right? And I would be the one person in their life that they would share it with. And they had no one else to talk to. No one. And this is still the norm when people go to therapy or coaching or something is they basically unload on the therapist or the practitioner, and they're getting no one else knows the full story in their life because they're too ashamed, too afraid. You're supposed to be stronger than that. You know, like the barrage of messages about how we're supposed to be is pretty relentless out there. So to be an authentic, just real person, just being yourself, talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly, is not that welcome. There's not a lot of room for that. So the power of community is that's what's going on here. That's the norm. That's the group culture, is we act like that. And if you want to hide out and keep pretending your life is great, obviously you wouldn't be in this community. And we wouldn't want you in here anyway because that's just nonsense. That's not a real person. The real person has the ups and downs. The inevitable ups and downs. And you're here because you care about relationship and you care about friendship and connection. Okay, so in service of starting our own culture, we're going to need some agreements. basic guidelines and rules to live by here. This way you know where the edges and boundaries are. Thus, within the container of this community, you can feel free to play and be you as you are. Remember, boundaries, structure, allows people to flourish. Without boundaries, kids especially don't know where the edges are, so they keep pushing. They keep trying to find the edge of dad. And then those kids end up having a lot of power, and the parents don't know what to do, and the whole thing's out of balance. So boundaries, really conscious, clear boundaries, help us all feel safe and held. Okay, we're being held within the boundaries. And so we can practice and explore and grow. Over time, we're going to be pruning the parts of you that no longer serve. So welcome that. What do I mean by pruning? Well, when I first entered a group therapy experience, when I was studying myself, I was in this community for like 3 years, in this group therapeutic community. It was a Gestalt-based community. And, you know, pretty quickly, I got reflection from the community about what parts of me needed pruning. And they weren't my authentic being. They were just strategies, right? I was just posturing to try to get love or try to get people to like me or to be the cool kid or whatever. And so enough of reflections, and I started pruning those parts of me because they don't serve. They actually push the people I care about away. So we want to welcome that. Agreement number one, be responsible and communicate responsibly. So we're just saying, I agree to take full responsibility for getting the relationship or relationships I want. It's up to me to make that happen. And this is a good agreement to have with yourself for life. And I'm creating my theme for the year right now, what I'm going to live into in 2015. This one would be a good one for some of you. It's continually, you've already started that, right? There's momentum here. Building upon it is this statement right here. I love that statement. Very empowering. I also agree to learn how to communicate responsibly and not blame my partner, people in general, Jason, or other admins of this group for what I'm experiencing in this community. I will not use victim language because I'm not a victim. I will take responsibility for my experience. I agree to hold the wounded part of myself with love and care as best as possible and not expect Jason or others to take care of me. Okay, you're taking notes or writing down your questions. These will be posted in the Roots community members area. They're not in there yet. Agreement two, feedback. I agree to practice sharing impact on a regular basis. Impact is feedback. When you said blank, I felt blank. When you said you were frustrated, I felt more connected to you. That's impact. Being with you, I feel inspired and energized. Okay, impact. Impact is one of the most amazing tools in the relationship arsenal. So share impact whenever you can. When someone sends you an email in this community, share impact. When they make a Facebook post, share impact. When giving feedback, I agree to come from a place of respect and service. I want my feedback to be able to be received by someone, so I will do my very best to communicate respectfully so they can hear it. I agree to listen deeply. This involves the three tools of getting their world, reflective listening, sharing impact, and validating. Sounds like four tools there to me. Okay, we've learned that. We want to get their world, reflect back what we got, share the impact, and validate them. One thing I learned in my men's groups that I was in for years, this men's group I was in for years, is we just had part of the group culture was, hey, dude, I've got some feedback for you. Are you open to hearing it? I just get like to get consent first. I don't always do that now, but that's a great thing to have in a group culture. Hey, Jason, I've got some feedback for you. Are you open to hearing it? Yeah, sure. What do you got? Versus, Jason, you never, you always, you're so, I don't like this, blah, 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 right? It usually puts people on the defensive initially. When you get consent, it slows down the process. Okay, for example, someone posts something vulnerable in the private forum. Sharing impact would be, wow, I'm inspired. Your share touched a scary place in me that I'm now sitting with. Thank you. Agreement three is to welcome conflict. While it's unlikely that this virtual community will experience a huge amount of conflict, we might. And you most certainly will in your relationships back home. Anytime you're triggered by anything, welcome it from here on out. It's possibly hurtful, yes, but it's also your opportunity and trying to help you. No more running away from conflict. Okay, if you're a member of this community, you're saying yes to conflict. You're not like, oh, bring it on, like I want more. That's not what we're talking about. You don't need to wish conflict upon yourself because it's just going to keep coming the rest of your life. It's just saying, it's, you know, having the open-armed gesture that says, yes, I welcome this experience right now, even though it's uncomfortable for me. We're not going to run away anymore. Okay, and you people, again, why you're so important here in this community, you founder people especially, is because you have 8 weeks under your belt of practice, whereas someone else that's going to come into this community soon won't have that. So I'm looking to you all to hold a certain kind of energy here of embracing conflict. And I want you to live that in your life. So it's not just words like, yeah, I'm a yes to conflict, but then you freak out. It's in your own family turning towards the most uncomfortable person and place and leaning in. That is going to have a massive impact on the power of this community, of where we go and what we're capable of together. Agreement four, balance. I agree to see the other side of any relationship conflict. If I feel triggered by someone, as soon as possible, I agree to see the other side. That perhaps they're just trying to get their needs met, that perhaps them behaving that way is benefiting me in ways I was not aware of or seeing. All right. Again, you have a leg up here on other people because you have practice at this. And I know some of you are playing with this in your own lives. And it's pretty amazing when you start to see the other side. As my mentor John DeMartini says, the master is the person who is able to see the other side as soon as possible. The shorter that window gets, the more mastery you have. You're running your life instead of your life is running you. Number five, this might be a new one for most of you, is no frapping. What does that mean? Not no fracking, okay, although I'm probably in support of that. No frapping. This means no fixing, that's the F, FRAP, it's an acronym. No fixing, no rescuing, no advice giving, unless asked, no projecting, unless I speak it as such. An example of owning my projection is, hey, my perception, my projection, my experience, my observation through my filters that I see going on here is this, and I share it. That projection is perfectly welcome. The projection that's not is welcome is you're always, you never, you're just like this, you've always been that way, you're so unavailable. Just own it more. As this is my judgment of you, my observation of you, I'm open to being wrong, it's my projection of you. It's way more dynamic. Okay, or, hey, Becky, this could be my projection, but it seems like you are angry at me. I could say it like that. hey, Aaron, this could be my projection, but it seems like you're shutting down right now. Is that true? No frapping. Okay, number six. Agree to risk being yourself. I agree to be myself with as much courage as I can muster. If I want great relationships, I need to learn how to be me, self-expressed. I commit to learning how to show up even with the parts of me that I don't like or don't often get approval of from others. We're welcoming the shadow, the part of you that's unconscious, the part of you you would prefer us not to see. And we're saying, hey, just bring it here. This is one of the safer places in your life to bring that side of you. So share things that are uncomfortable in the private forum. Go there. Take a risk. Say what you think is going to get you kicked out of the community. Say that. You can always preface it with, I'm scared as hell to say this, and here goes. So take a risk. Keep risking. Some of you are already really doing that well, and I really appreciate it. It's permission for other people, the shyer, introverted types. Number seven, repair. If I make a mess, I commit to cleaning it up and taking responsibility for my part and what got triggered in me, and so speak what I'm doing about it. Sounds like a clunky sentence. Basically, if I make a mess, I'm committed to cleaning it up and owning my side of that. What it's about for me, where it comes from, and how I can keep an eye on that so that I can stay in relationship with you in a good way. Agreement eight, practice partners. If you want a practice partner in this community, it's up to you to seek one out. That's not provided for you. Nicole and I are not going to be providing spreadsheets because we don't know where this community is going and how big it's going to get. And we're just going to trust that there's adults in here that can take care of themselves. If they want to up-level their relationship life, that person is going to get motivated to reach out to someone that they're drawn to in the community over time and say, hey, I've been really appreciating your posts. Are you open to do a check-in call with me once a week? Things like that. And there's been already some genuine, deep friendships built in the pre-community in the course before this. So it's already happening. So you people are going to go further faster. If you're quietly going to just chip away at this on your own, that's totally okay as well. And you might push yourself to explore what would be an edge, maybe once a month doing a check-in call with someone. Maybe chatting is like more comfortable for you than on the phone, chatting via, you know, a Facebook chat or texting or something. So we all have our own edge. There's no right or wrong here, or better or worse. It's just get to your edge, because when you're at your edge, that's where the fastest growth is going to be. Number nine, confidentiality. I agree to respect the confidentiality of others. By being a member of the Roots community, I agree to exercise discretion and sensitivity when resharing or mentioning anything shared by others within this community. As a trusted member of this community, I agree to assess if what you will share could be embarrassing or harmful to the original sharer. And if so, I agree to seek their explicit permission first. Okay, in the therapeutic communities, confidentiality is a legal issue, and it's also in pretty much everybody's paperwork, and it's also nowadays assumed. So we're going to go against that and not assume confidentiality. You're in charge of your own confidentiality. For example, if you... let's say you're in a marriage and you're not happy in that marriage and you're quite frustrated and you met a coworker that you're turned on by and you don't feel safe yet to share it with your partner. It is totally okay to share it in this community and say, hey guys, wow, I feel like I'm about to start an emotional affair. things aren't going well with my partner and I need some support. I'm freaking out, but this is just happening and I don't know what to do. Okay, we don't want to sell that person down the river by calling their husband or partner and saying, hey, did you know that your, you know, partner is having an emotional affair? Obviously, we wouldn't do that, but I need to say it so it's just named here that I want you to feel safe enough that you can share basically anything, and it's up to you to be responsible for the confidentiality of that. So you could preface the whole thing with, hey, I'd like this kept in this forum, in this group, in this community only, and here goes. And you share some gory detail about your life. We're going to hold that with love and respect and trust and confidence, okay? And it's not guaranteed. Someone in this group may gossip about it somewhere. That you can't control that. So I don't like to worry about things that are outside of my control. I prefer to just be in charge of my life. And I also want you to talk about the things that are happening in this community, because we want other people that are hungry for this community to come into this community and find a place, find a home, a safe place where they can be themselves and practice the relationship skills. So the more you talk about it, honestly, the better. And I challenge you to, if you're scared to share something uncomfortable, to share it in discretion, with some disclaimers. And let's find out. Because ultimately, the worst thing that can happen is your partner finds out about the emotional affair and it actually improves your relationship, right? By ending it or deepening it. See, we got to stop being in the fearful stance and a little more trusting here. Okay. Number 10, if I have an issue with someone in the community, what the heck do I do? Whoa. I sound my alarm. I agree to wait 24 hours until I respond. Okay. Have you ever sent that email? As soon as you got like a nasty email from someone, you just fired one back and you were like, and you regretted it, or you were like, oh my God, what did I do? Or what did they do? I can't believe this. So it's just a good practice to wait 24 hours to respond to any charged or loaded email or post or voicemail or whatever. Just wait, relax. Like, what's the rush? Okay, and if I have an issue with someone in the community, they will be the second person to hear about it, if not the first. Why the second? Because I might need to get support from someone else in the community first, right? I might need to get their perspective and have them help me see my side of what's getting triggered in me. Then I can go to the person I'm in conflict with or have an issue with and speak directly to them about what's happening with more awareness, right? I have just more, I've gotten feedback, I've gotten reflection from someone in the circle, and now I can go to you and share the uncomfortable thing, because I have a little more awareness around it, right? So that's why you'd be the second person to hear about it. And it can be the first, but sometimes it's nice to go to someone and just be, hey, can I get your perspective on this? I got an issue with Jason, and I can't figure out why he keeps triggering me with the way he's handling the group, and what's the deal? Will you help me see what this is about? And turns out you and this person go back and forth, and you find out it's about you and your dad, right? Obvious choice. And you have unfinished business there with authority figures, or the high school principal was treated you a certain way with all these rules and stuff, and you know, you acted out. And anyway, there's always more to the story. I personally, quote, almost never do conflict over email. I have to weigh how important it is to me. But I make it a practice to talk at least by phone to clear it up. You know, I get into conflict on a regular basis. People don't like what I'm saying. Someone feels threatened by me. Some woman plagiarized one of my, I was on a telesummit with her relationship community, and she took my talk with her, my interview, and turned it into an ebook and put her name at the bottom and said she wrote it. So obviously I was pissed. I was ready to crack some skulls about that one, right? So I send her a gentle email and I'm like, hey, look, seems like this is going on. Can we talk on the phone? She instantly called me and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And it took like 3 phone calls to clear it with her. And this is a high-level relationship person. And, you know, it was pretty gnarly, pretty intense. But I had to, you know, get on the phone with her. And we had to work it out back and forth. So I do an email conflict usually with people that I don't want to spend the time because I'm not invested enough. They're not a close friend. They're not a colleague. They're not a mentor. They're someone I barely see or barely know. Like, I get plenty of emails that people are like giving me feedback or whatever, and I just don't even respond half the time, and I'm okay with that. Okay, agreement 11, issues with me, Jason. I agree to not work out my personal stuff with Jason. This is not a support group for your authority issues. However, if you have an issue with Jason, it's your job to get curious about what it's really about, i.e. dad, and do your work on the real issue. This is a group focused on personal responsibility. If I have an issue with how Jason is handling something, I will do my best to get under it and see what the real issue is. And by the way, you're welcome to give me feedback. That's fine. You know, I can take, feedback's great because I can take it or leave it. I can just say thank you for the feedback and I can implement it or not. I will respect Jason's time and availability and I'm grateful for however he chooses to show up here, including if he never responds to any of my posts or questions. I won't take that personally or make it about me. Okay, this just needs to be said from the get-go because I don't know how involved I'm going to be in this circle, in this community. I know for damn sure I'm going to show up on these calls and deliver and continue to drip content into the community. I know that for sure. In terms of the Facebook group, we'll see. I like being on Facebook and responding to real people. So knowing me, I'm going to respond often, but I'm just giving myself permission to not respond at all. Okay, Jason doesn't have time to process your issues with him. If, however, you did want to do that, you'll need to hire him for his premium coaching services, okay? Because that can be really valuable sometimes if you have a dad authority issue and it's getting complicated with me. I've had clients in the past have massive breakthroughs when they were able to work it with me, and I just kept putting it back on them and kept spinning it around, helping them see what was going on, and like they clear huge stuff with their parents. So it can be done, and I love doing that, but I need to get paid, and we need to be in a different relationship for that kind of offering. Okay, your questions. You can raise your hand, you can type in. I'm going to read one question here first. Actually, I'll come back to this question momentarily. I want to hear from you guys, and then I have a question. Any questions about the agreements, the purpose of this community, how often we're meeting, etc.? Let's start with those kind of questions first. And I did press record. Thank you, Eli. Yes. You can raise your hand. Or type in your question. I prefer raised hands now. Now that I figured out how to do that, it's just more efficient for all of us. I don't see any hands raised. You might be raising your hand, but I don't see it. Let me check here. Eli, are you raising your hand? Eli or Ruth, are you raising your hand? I can hear you. Can you just speak? Oh, hey. Hey, man. Yeah, were you raising your hand or not? Okay. I'm muting your ass then. good to hear your voice, though. Okay. So Annette, I'll use first names too, If you want to be anonymous, feel free. Just put Anon before your name. Okay, I'm ready to rock my relationship in 2015. Yeah! Yeah, woman. Which started with the conflict relationship course we just wrapped up. But now I feel to get rocking more than my relationship. But wait, now I feel that I to get rocking more than my relationship. This is important to me. For many, many years, I've tried to fix my partners. I'm not looking to fix my partner, but I'm looking to fix me. I've never felt empowered in any relationship, but now I'm starting to feel it. Thanks for establishing my POS and non-negotiable pillars. I'm beginning to make a stand for what I want. Yes. My question is this. Should I continue with this community or begin one-on-one work with you, Jason? That's a good question. I mean, both. That would be my first answer. Both. And why do I say both? People who work privately with me just... they're just going to get super lasered in attention on exactly what you're working with, right? Sometimes in here, it's more broad. Although you get to ask specific questions, there's still this broad framework we're dealing with around, say, conflict. You have unique conflict in your own life that, you know, we can't exactly get to in this community because it's unique to you. And I don't have the time to respond to all your emails or Facebook posts in every single instance, or we're now in a private coaching relationship. So both is great. And I say both also because the community element's key. I think just being in relationship and around the energy and the vibe of people going for it and who want to rock their relationship in 2015, rock it in a good way. So being in that field helps a lot. I just joined a community, for example, and already I feel the energy lifting me up. I'm already like doing new goals and inspired in so many ways because of this community. So it's just, you know, I'd recommend both. And I don't take everybody. We have to decide if it's a good fit. Because you're not for me and I'm not for you sometimes, and that's okay. Okay. Hopefully that helps. What about, Jennifer asks, what about other content being available from previous course? Yeah, the previous course content's still available. Chris asked me recently, hey, when am I taking that down? So I'm going to probably take that down or make it private in March. March 1st, we're going to say, is the deadline for you have access to the conflict relief course, all of you people that paid for it and signed up for it and took it until March 1st. So that's plenty of time to get in there, download all the MP3s, rewatch the videos. You can buy a program called ScreenFlow and record all the videos if you want and save them to your own computer, because I'm not going to make the MP4s, the videos available, but I am making the MP3s you can download. Okay, so till March 1st. But I'm not going to post the conflict course in here because that's its standalone product that I'm going to repackage and sell again next year. So that won't be available in this course. So download everything you can. And is there new content? Yes, there's going to be new content ongoingly. Right now, what you're getting in this community is all the past webinars and then all my integral talks at the Integral Center I did here. They're all 1 to 2 hour talks in front of a live audience with great Q&As. And the sound really sucks on one of them, but the rest are good. And you'll get dripped MP3s and drip videos that I'm going to do just for this circle. And so that's coming. So yes. Any other questions about this community before we move on to your personal relationship questions? Okay, Jennifer, your hand is still up, so I'm just going to check in with you. You got another question? I can.
Okay, so part of why I raised my hand and decided to say something, to say thank you in person, is because I'm really shy about speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Nice to hear your voice. Yeah. And was there anything else, or you just wanted to say that?
thank you for now anyway.
Okay, cool. Awesome. See, we've got people pushing their edge. So Jennifer's pushing her edge, doesn't normally speak up, you know, doesn't like the way her voice sounds, and just went for it right there. So what's the impact, guys? Right? Just share the impact. Write it down real quick in the question box and I'll read it aloud. Or raise your hand if someone wants to share the impact on what Jennifer just said. Go, Jennifer, more please. That's Becky. Great job, Jennifer, from Olya. Aaron says, you have a lovely voice. Ruth says, yeah, Jennifer, don't know if that's really impact, but I can kind of feel it. Yeah, Jennifer, right? It's kind of one of those. Like, go, girl. Good to hear your voice again, says Annette. Yeah, so that's impact. Now, let me make a tweak. This is why I ask for impact in this way. So good job isn't sharing impact. That's a judgment about what someone just shared, right? When my son, let's say he's a baseball player, he's not, but he hits a home run, let's say. And the first thing I could say is, good job, you did it, all right, right? Rah, rah, which is all about him. I'm not saying anything about me. So what could I say to someone who hits a boy who hits a home run for his first time or something? I could say, wow, I feel so inspired. I feel like I'm on top of the world right now witnessing you. My heart just exploded. Or my eyes got bigger and I felt my heart palpitations and I got really excited and I started shaking. Okay, that's impact. So I'm going to model. So Jennifer, when you spoke up and pushed your edge there, that's the when you. Now I'm going, I feel. Not I feel good job. When you spoke up and pushed your edge there with your voice, I felt two things. I felt vulnerability in me. I felt my heart. And I felt inspired. So that's three things. I also was taken briefly to a moment where I've been in many circles where my voice starts shaking because I'm scared. So I feel connected to you. I relate to you. I empathize. I know that place in me. Okay, boom, impact. Got it? Yeah, Olya, thanks for the distinction. You got it. This is key. Impact, you know, I run men's circles and it's so funny. I teach this and I grill it into these guys and then someone will share some kick-ass vulnerable comment and I go, okay guys, what's the impact? And everyone's like, well, it seems like you're really psyched, man. Or, hey, dude, I'm really proud of you. Or, you seem more confident today. It's all about the other person. That's just how we're trained, okay? It's back to come back to ourselves. I feel inspired. I feel sad. I feel scared. I feel connected. I feel disconnected. I feel angry, hurt, alone, etc. Okay, Jennifer, here's another one from Olya. Jennifer, I'm inspired by what you did as I can relate to your challenge. Nice. Yeah, impact's one of the, I think, most powerful, simple tools, and yet it's difficult to get it entrained in us, like make it a habit. Jennifer, totally awesome experience to speak up, shaky, but wow, such an example of impact. Who would have thought? I feel so supported. Nice. And boom, there's impact. Like I feel my heart again. Like we got the energy flowing here. It's like, wow. And she's using all caps to write some of her words. So Jennifer, I'm just going to challenge you. Okay. I'm going to call on you again. Will you just use your voice again? And just, can we hear from you one more time? Okay, you're unmuted.
Hi.
Hi.
I do feel my heart. It's not shaking anymore. It just feels huge. And I feel way more connected to myself. And I'm just seeing, and that's pretty amazing. So, thank you.
Woohoo! Thank you. Right on. Yeah. Okay. So now you're muted again. Okay. See that? See the difference there? See what us just sharing impact, being impacted by Jennifer and who she is in this moment, we just put fuel on her fire to like have her heart open more and feel herself again and more connected to herself just by sharing the impact. Big one. It feels good. I love the vibe going on in here. See this community. All right. Hand raising for other questions. We're going to move on. If you have a question back to the community, any of the details, logistics, ask that now at any point. You can email me also. And let's move on to any other relational questions since we're kind of in that territory now. So Becky's got one here. How does acknowledgement relate to impact? Acknowledgement is different. It could be the same thing, but I could say, for example, Jennifer, I want to acknowledge you for speaking up and using your voice and pushing your edge. I see you. I acknowledge you. I'm cheering you on. Big yes over here. That's more of an acknowledgement. Impact is, which is more of a judgment about her, even though I'm still sprinkling in my own feelings. Impact is more, I'm just, wow, I just really moved. I moved to tears by hearing you speak or pushing your edge. I'm feeling my own strength rise up inside of me. Does that help, Becky? Okay, Becky, I'm looking for your other question. Yeah, raise your hand, anyone. Cool, Becky, I'll come back to you. Annette.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Annette.
Hi. Hey, the impact thing is tough, I think, for me.
Yep.
In that never was allowed to share an impact, how I felt, what this made me feel like. So constantly being shut down. So now I'm asked to share an impact, and this is like, wow, this is hard. This is tough. I don't even think I know the language.
Yep.
You kind of get what I'm saying.
Totally.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because you're saying you grew up in a family like that, or you were in an adult relationship where you weren't allowed to share the impact?
I grew up, it continued in my adult relationship. So I grew up in a family that way where, you know, I wasn't allowed to say how I felt.
Yeah.
If I tried to say how I felt, it was like, you know, nobody... You weren't listened to. It was just like, basically, my parents would not. No, you're not going to feel it like this. This is how it is.
Uh-huh, totally. So, I can relate. Yep.
Okay. Well, then I get into these adult relationships, and geez, gosh, this, what do you know? The same thing's happening.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works. Yeah, and I want to help you with your language, though, even with, like, you know, when you're a kid, remember, we aren't allowed to do things, and most intelligent kids just conform because they'll get in trouble, right? They'll get beaten, they'll get ignored. So we conform. But as soon as you're 18 or sometimes 14 or whenever the age is, it's all of a sudden that the authority is no longer the authority anymore. And you can like share impact with an adult in an adult relationship as much as you want. So when you say, I wasn't allowed to, it's you not allowing yourself to once you're an adult.
Got it.
Okay. So see the ownership there. It's no, I shut down. I got too scared. Anytime I tried, my husband or whoever would get freaked out, and so I kept shutting myself down and telling him, giving him all this power, saying he's got the authority over me. But it's you allowing it. You're allowing it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
I definitely, that's exactly correct.
Yeah. Okay, so was there another question in there, or just mostly that you wanted to share that?
No, I just wanted to share that, and that I'm hoping to give it out of this, in this community, this is what I hope to get out of this, where I can... learn how to share an impact, or even identify how I feel.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It takes me a while. It's like, well, how do I really feel about that? Like, the more I thought about Jennifer's, like, well, yeah, I was happy to hear her voice today.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, it was good to hear your voice. It's like afterwards, like, yeah, I was happy to hear her.
Yep, totally. Okay. It's going to take you some time, right? It's just a new skill. You've gone X amount of years doing the old way, and it's going to take time. Yeah, so glad you're here, Annette. Thanks for coming on, coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so impact. Anyone want to share impact? Hearing Annette speak, I felt or I feel. And then I'll come back to Becky and Aaron's questions here. Got you in the queue. So one more practice round of impact here. It's a way for you to stay engaged in these calls is you can type in impact, and then I could read them out loud, okay? You can also go right into the private Facebook group afterwards and say, you know, Annette, I loved your comment today because I struggle with the same thing. I don't know how to, you know, whatever. Okay, so here's one from Eli. Hearing Annette speak, I feel inspired to find and explore my own edge. Nice. Aaron, hearing Annette speak, I feel my chest tighten as I relate to her stifling herself. Okay, so there you go, Annette. All of a sudden, you're a little less alone in your experience because people are relating to you because they're sharing the impact, right? Awesome. Okay, will the monthly recordings from these calls be packaged and sold as a product in the future? No. Becky, no. Just the membership will be sold, which gives people access to all these recordings. But they won't be packaged separately for that. I may do a separate thing that I drip in. I may like do an hour-long webinar on conflict for you guys that I decide to turn into a product later, and I will be very upfront with that if that's my process. But for example, things like this, just monthly Q&As, no. Okay. It feels, Aaron, it feels selfish to make the sharing all about me. You mean when you share impact? I think that's what you mean. So let me speak to that. This is a good point. Good distinction here. So yeah, have you ever been with someone and you're telling them about something that just happened? Okay. Oh my God, my dog just got hit by a car. I'm freaking out. And all of a sudden they go, oh my God, my dog was hit by a car too last year. And then they launch into their dog was hit by their car story. And all of a sudden you're now a captive audience to them and their shit and their story. And they just kind of stole the thunder from you because really they weren't listening to you. Right? My in-laws do this. My own family does this. And it can be challenging. Jason, how's work going? And I share one little thing about work, and then they go into some tangent about their thing. So depending on how invested I am, I have to speak up and say, whoa, 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 time out. Hey, hey, let me finish what I was saying. I know we're kind of on to you now, but I want to come back to me because I just want to finish here. And hey, hey, are you available for that? Is it okay if I finish? Okay, cool. And they'll go, oh, yeah, sorry, sorry. Yeah, there I go again. I was doing my thing. I was talking about myself. So, Aaron, I think that's the distinction we're making here is we're not talking about that. We're not talking about you launching into how you can personally relate and all your sob stories about the same thing. We're just talking about like a sentence, a word, a very short couple of sentences. Wow, Aaron, when you just shared that, I felt, you know, it reminded me of this time when I was a kid and I just kind of flashed on that and I felt really connected to you there. So I dropped a little hint that, whoa, it opened up this whole can of worms for me over here, but I'm not going to go into the can of worms. I'm just going to name it and stay with you. Okay, if I'm staying with them, it's not a problem. Hopefully that helps, Aaron. Listening to the people sharing and Jason's clarity, I feel alive, says Olya. I feel excited to be on this journey, willing to push my edge also. Yeah. And then hearing you say you feel alive, I feel my aliveness. Just the moment I read it, I was like, bam, in touch with my aliveness. So thank you. Okay, Aaron, good. Olya, I feel my own courage welling up in me. Damn straight. 2015. Time to go deeper in our relationships, right? Jennifer, I feel my aliveness and energy rising too from this group and all of you. Right on. So that's the power of the Q&A piece, is that when people hear your voice or hear your words, either one, it's impactful. It's like, whoa, we are on this together and there's stuff happening. It's just so clear to me we're going to go places, people. This community is going to take off and we're going to everybody in this group is going to be in a completely different place 1 year from now. I guarantee it. You stay in this community, you stay with it, you stay connected, and you keep practicing, you will not be the same human being relationally a year from now, not even a month from now, but it's very exciting. Okay, any other questions? Aaron, you're saying, I think I get it. Do you want to come on the, can I unmute you and we can talk about it for a second? Seems like, I think I get it isn't okay, that's crystal clear for me. So can I unmute you? Do you want to raise your hand? I prefer to just go back and forth so I can get any part where you're still a little teeny bit confused. Okay, I'm unmuting you, Aaron. You don't have to consent, but I'm just unmuting you. Are you there? Aaron? Check, check with Aaron. Hello, hello. Okay. Lots of noise there. Keep her muted. Got it. All right. I'm going to keep you muted. I just muted you. And where are you not clear? Okay. Any other questions while she's thinking about it? Raise your hand, please. That's preferable. Typing is fine. Raising hands, preferable. You got me for another 8 minutes, folks. All right. Becky. Talk to me, yep.
Okay, awesome. So this term calling forth, which we haven't really talked about in this class, but I'm now curious about calling somebody forth versus sharing impact versus acknowledgement. And I'm wondering how you read my sharing impact, which was, go Jennifer, more please.
Yeah. The impact's kind of implied there. Go Jennifer, more please. We can clearly tell that you're impacted, right? Mm-hmm. But by way of understanding you, we want to hear directly from you about what's actually driving, what's fueling your comment, go Jennifer, more please.
I was excited for her.
Uh-huh.
Because she was curious.
Yep.
And also, I hate to type. So if I were talking to her, I probably would have said something different. So that was my...
Okay. That's your texting, typing?
Yeah.
Okay.
This. I hate this.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's a good one. And go Jennifer more, please. Like, I think it's a good skill for you to practice, Becky, to just say, I'm excited. You don't even have to say, I'm excited for you. Feel your, because the excitement is yours, right? It's your excitement in your body, no?
Yeah. Could have been different if it was something that really related to me, because I don't have a thing around my voice.
Okay.
So if it was
right, but you have insecurities, and when you push an edge around an insecurity, you can relate there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If I did it that way.
So it doesn't so matter. The content doesn't matter as much sometimes as, oh, some person's just pushing their edge. They're like naming an insecurity openly. In a group of people that they don't know very well, like, whoa, the judgment about that person is, wow, they're courageous. And the impact is, wow, I feel excited. I feel inspired. I feel drawn in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Another little, while I got you here, Becky, another clarification on this one is sometimes you'll hear people say someone's feeling sad, right? Or they just went through a big loss. And people will say things like, I feel for you. right? Or I feel sad for you. They're not asking for you to feel sad for them.
Right?
That's
more empathy.
Right. So what's going on there, though, is people aren't self-aware enough to tune into what their experience is. But they're saying the socially acceptable thing that they got taught to say, and they are feeling stuff. So rather than say, I feel sad for you, for your loss, you could get in more touch with what's going on in you. Wow, seeing you sad, I feel sad. I feel my own loss in my own life of someone that died in my life. I'm feeling that impact right now.
I'm wondering if we look at, like, what's the purpose here? You know, if I was saying, hey, you know, I see you going at your edge, and that's inspiring me, you know, to go at my edge, then it's, like, what's happening is I'm feeling more connection with her, whereas the calling forth is more me supporting her. So maybe it depends on what is my purpose.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. Yeah, calling forth, cheering someone on, saying, you go, woman. All that is, you know, I appreciate what you're saying about the difference. And impact does build connection.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I kind of understand that. Mm-hmm. I'll practice it more. It's a really, I like the tool. It's a cool tool.
Cool. Okay, thanks, Becky. Glad you're here. Okay, good one. Okay. Defining, couple minutes here. Defining the emotions without fear of retribution. I share impact and my partner reacts, freaks out, or stays stuck on the first negative thing I say. Right. Hold on. By the way, I'm stopping sharing the screen just because, you know, confidentiality. And eventually, when I do the recordings, I think you've noticed, I cut out the part where you're, at least on most all of the conflict courses, I think I left one on there, I cut out this little dashboard thing where you can see who's asking what questions on the recordings. So just know that. Aaron, I'm going to read your question here. Okay, so here's a question. My question is, what is my responsibility when someone else continues to be upset, angry, or frustrated with me, even after I've owned my part? If you've owned your part, your responsibility is to stay in relationship and be available for if and when they want to talk, communicate, etc. So if they continue to stay stuck and angry and hurt, that's not your problem anymore. However, if they make it about you, you can say, again, it's back to the basic tools of getting their world, reflective listening, and validating their experience. Hey, so what's the deal? It seems like you're still upset with me. Is that true? Yes. Yeah, what is it that I did again? You always da da da. Oh, okay. So you're still mad. It's a week ago now. I just want to make sure I got it, and I don't use any condescending tone in my voice. A week ago, you got mad, and now you're still mad. And what is it that? And I think I understand you. Do you feel like I'm understanding you? Yes or no? And if I get a no, I keep trying until I get a yes. Yeah, it feels like you're following me. It feels like you're with me. Okay. And the more I have my heart online, the more people feel supported and seen and safe, rather than just regurgitating the words. So that's one thing I can do to continue to help someone out. But it's not your responsibility to help them out. But if I'm in a marriage, I'm invested because I don't want to feel disconnected any longer than I have to. So I will facilitate the clearing process as much as I can so we can get back into connection. Right? I'm just going to be a champion for that. Okay, I share impact and my partner reacts, freaks out, or stays stuck on the first negative thing I say. Yeah, that's, you know, some of you are with partners like that, and they don't necessarily want to hear the impact, right? And I encourage you to share it anyway. and because it's you advocating for yourself to be known and seen in your experience. Hey, when you raise your voice, I feel terrified and I feel attacked and I feel like shutting down. And so that sets the person off, let's say, and they just go, oh my God, you always, I can't believe, and they get defensive and they freak out. Yeah, so what? Again, that's their trigger, their insecurity, their issue. Now they're reacting to, you know, just about anything I'm going to say is going to set them off. So it's lose-lose in their world. Win-win for me is I'm going to keep sharing the impact and keep being myself. And if you can't handle it, then maybe we aren't meant to be together, you know? Even positive impact sharings are met with distrust. You don't really feel that way. Okay, so I could say, sounds like you don't trust me. You don't trust that I love you and that I'm attracted to you and that I care about you. Is that right? So I get their world and they go, yeah. I go, wow, okay. I hear you and I trust myself and I know what I'm feeling over here. If I do, and I do trust myself, then I can just stand in that. It doesn't matter. No one, if I'm in my integrity, knowing what I know about me, no one can take me out of that. You know, people with a negative self-complex and that are highly untrusting, when people are affirming, they don't listen, they don't receive it, and they don't believe it. That's their shit. That's their stuff. And you can't really help people like that unless they want help. So, you know, you're not going to get very far. And again, it's just loving people anyway there and finding that place in us that feels sometimes the similar way. And again, eventually moving on if it just stays like that, right? Yeah, stand in your integrity. Okay, I'm just going to take one more question here, and then... okay, looks like Eli or Ruth. I gotcha.
Hello?
Hey.
You hear me?
Yep.
Hi, this is Ruth.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey. I just, wanted to acknowledge and thank you for bringing up this idea of not interrupting people when they're talking. And I know that I do this, and I think part of it is that I get excited when I can relate, you know, to somebody. And
yeah.
I don't really know that I'm interrupting, but I know how it feels when someone listens to me without interrupting and how, you know, supported and comfortable that is. So mm-hmm. I just have to thank you for reminding me to do that. Something that I forget, so.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, let me say something else while I got you on there. Just because I want to make sure you get it here, which is we aren't talking, interrupting, the kind of interrupting I think Ruth's talking about is, let's say Ruth and I are in a back and forth and she's sharing about her day or something exciting for her and I get excited and I want to share about something that I just got. And I'm like, oh yeah, check this out. And sometimes that can work. But if the person's in their share, and I used to do this with my wife, by the way, and she got so annoyed because I would just basically derail the conversation into being all about me. That kind of interrupting, yeah, we're saying that's not usually going to go very well, and I don't recommend it. I think that's what you're getting here is, you know, like, oh, let's keep the focus on the other person. I can say, hey, wow, I'm really impacted, and I'm excited, and I can relate, and I want to share next, but let's stay with you. I want to finish hearing what you have to say until you're done, and then I want to turn. And it can be kind of an exciting back and forth. The other, where it's appropriate to interrupt is what I said around the boundary, on the boundary call in the class, is when people ramble and you're having a hard time staying present and they're just going off and off and off on a tangent and they're telling stories and you're checked out. And they're probably a little checked out too, but you're kind of going along with it. That's what I'm saying, interrupt someone. Right. So definitely interrupt people when they're doing that because you want to stay with them. Don't interrupt them in a way that makes it all about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Something occurring to me while you're talking is just this idea that, you know, I could acknowledge that internally, you know, silently, that relating piece, you know, someone's sharing a story. And that's new to me, you know, that this idea that I could be excited without hijacking the conversation.
Right on. Cool. Thanks, Ruth. Good to have you here, you and Eli. Yep. Okay, last question. How does one facilitate the clearing process when the other person wants to bury what happened? You clear it in yourself. And you move on in your own way. You do the benefits exercise, the drawbacks exercise, and you get as close to neutral as you can about the whole thing. And you let them carry it to their grave if they want. That's okay. They have every right to bury it in themselves. And it's their life. It's okay. All right, gang. 2:06 Mountain Time. I'm going to shut her down. And it's been a real pleasure doing this bonus starter call for this amazing community. What a cool kind of launch, right? We're just pushed away from the shore. Again, I love that metaphor. And we're also, to use a different one, we're kind of digging our roots down even deeper into the earth to get all the nutrients that are in there. So in the roots community. So foundational community here, it's going to help us go to the next level. I'm really grateful you're with me and you're with each other. And let's stay active in the newer Facebook group. The old one's coming down today. And I look forward to your questions, comments, etc. And January 16th is our next large group call. Let me make sure that's accurate. Yep, January 16th, Friday, noon Mountain Standard Time. Okay, and this recording will be up within 24 hours. Take care, folks.